Oh, wonder-working water. We're going to see what that's all about today here on New Hope Radio and the Hope Club Podcast. Water is a wonderful thing, isn't it? Certainly is. We're in a series entitled The Potter and the Clay. And it's about God working in the life of every believer. And we're using the work of the potter and his clay as our example. See, here's the point. The world needs Christ followers. It does. We are the salt and the light of this earth, right? Jesus said that. But we have to realize that if we're going to be the salt and the light of this earth, that God's going to work in our lives to make us into something, to refine us. And we have to recognize the work of God. And just like the clay in the hands of the potter, we have to cooperate. So this is a good practical series to help us recognize that God has a personal plan for each and every one of us to help this world. Yes, to shed a light, the light of the gospel, across this whole planet. And if you're all dysfunctional and all worked up, it's not going to be it's not going to be easy. No. So we have to let God do his work. We know that he works in our life. And we have to recognize that and let him do it. So that's why the series, okay? So I'm glad you came along, and I hope you stick with it too, right to the end. So we're talking about the clay, the potter. We looked at the studio that he works in. And I want you to think, when he started off, what did he have? A lump of clay. That's it. But it became a beautiful vessel for the king's table. And so is God's plan, very similar for our lives as well. So here's what we've seen so far. There are some very important steps that need to be taken in order to fashion a plain lump of mud into a beautiful vessel fit for the king's table. Here were the steps. Let's see if you remember. The potter has to procure the mud. That means he goes out to fetch it. Goes out, fills up a bucket, brings it back. Usually it's found in some nearby pit. Then secondly, he has to wash and purify the mud in a series of vats. Thirdly, he strains out the foreign objects through a cloth. Then, number four, he has to weather the mud. He spreads it out on a hill on a warm day, lets it dry. Then, fifthly, he tosses it into the air to dry out even more so any damp areas. And then lastly, there's a final kneading with the hands, kind of like you knead dough, right? Going to make some pizza? You got to knead the dough, right? So he kneads the mud. This goes on for a few hours. And it's to get rid of all the air pockets, which would explode when he puts it into the fire. Then we noted the potter's studio, right? We have the clay, a jug of water, his seat, a very important piece, the potter's wheel. The larger wheel would be turned with his feet, freeing his hands to shape the clay, which was seated on the smaller wheel above, right in front of him. Remember we said clay comes in two categories, primary clay, very pure, secondary clay, as much as 50% impurities. And we could contrast man before the fall, primary clay, right? God made Adam from the dust of the ground. Really, the word means clay. He's primary clay, innocent, no sin nature. Uh-oh, after the fall, he became secondary clay. A lot of impurities, sin nature. And then we noted that the potter would be at the king's beck and call. He didn't live far from the king. Why? Because the king wanted access to the potter. And he's going to throw a dinner party for dignitaries, right? So he'd order a bunch of plates and bowls and goblets and things, and potter would be right there. and make them all up. Get ready for the party. So, how do we make a spiritual application? It's the potter who looks for the clay. It's the potter who is the shaper of the clay. It's the potter who purifies the clay. It's the potter who strains the clay for impurities. It's the potter who places the clay on the wheel for shaping. And it's the potter who knows what he's going to do with the clay. See, we're the clay. And the Lord Jesus, he's the potter. And that's why we can make a beautiful application to the Lord working in our lives as the potter works in the clay. But wait, there's one more ingredient that's needed as he goes to work. As a matter of fact, he's got it all, right? He's got the studio, he's got the clay, he's got the wheel, everything's clean, everything's ready to go. But without this ingredient, the clay would never become what the potter has in mind. As a matter of fact, without this ingredient, the clay would only be ruined. And maybe this lesson today would help stop anyone from ruining their own life. Have you ever put yourself on a path of destruction? Are you in a pit right now? Are you in a place where you wish, oh, I wish it was better? Well, this can change everything. As the potter approaches the wheel to begin work on the clay, remember, he already has in mind what he's going to do with the lump of clay. Matter of fact, in Jeremiah chapter 29, God said something to ancient Israel, but I believe in principle, we can find application for our own lives. And he said in verse 11, speaking to Israel, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end." Some translations say a future and a hope. I like that. So for Israel, the end was to bring them back to the land of promise. But what is it for us? For us, it's to be made Christ-like. That's the end, that we would become like Christ. So it's good to know you're in the hands of God who knows what he's going to do with you. Did you get that? It's good to know you're in the hands of God who knows what he's going to do with you. His plan is to make us like his son and also to make us useful and a thing of beauty. Oh yeah, we will be God's masterpiece. That's the finished product of your life, to be God's masterpiece. So now the potter goes to work. He gently pats the lump, shaping it into a round, smooth ball to fit the exact need that he had for it. He then places that round lump of clay squarely on the wheel, sits down right in front of it, and as he begins to work the clay, a very special ingredient is needed. Water. Wonder-working water. And this is why. Every time the potter's hands touch the clay, he must apply water to keep the work smooth. If not, if he approaches the clay with dry hands, the clay will dry out. It'll become brittle and then impossible to shape. So the water is the lube. Oh, I like this. The water is the lubricant that allows the work to go smoothly. Now, question. What is it that makes God's work in our lives go as smoothly as turning the lump of clay? You know what it is? It's the water of the Word of God. That's the deal right there. The water of the Word of God allows God's shaping of us to go smoothly. You know what Paul said in Ephesians 5:26? That we are sanctified and cleansed with the washing of water by the Word. So the Word of God is the basis of our sanctification, being set apart for God's purposes, for God's working in our lives to make us like His Son. So the water symbolizes His Word. Without the water of God's Word consistently applied to our lives, that's the key right there, consistently, the work can be very rough and difficult. This is why some Christians struggle when God works in their life. Come on now, you know. God's people, right? Heirs of the promise. And yet, how many of them, when God works in their life, you know what they do? Complain, criticize, judge others, rebel, take their ball and go home. I don't like this anymore. Why does that happen? One simple reason. Because the water of the Word of God is not being applied to their life. That's the key. If God's going to work in your life to shape you and mold you into the likeness of His Son, you've got to apply the Word of God to your life. Without the Word, it's tough work. It's tough going. It's a lot of friction. The water is the lubricant. You know, the psalmist wrote in Psalm 119, 105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What he's saying is, it's the Word of God that shows him where he's going. It brings enlightenment so he can see. The next verse, I have sworn and I will perform it that I will keep thy righteous judgments. And I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Everything is about the Word of God. Everything. That's what's missing in the lives of many Christians today. You know, they love going to church. They love the music. They love concerts, all kinds of stuff. That's fun. But when it comes to the discipline of the Word of God, nowhere to be found. And then when God works in their life, it's like, I don't like it. What's God doing? Sometimes they don't even recognize God's hand in their life because they're anemic to the Word of God. I want you to think of I had a plant outside my office, one of those big green leafy plants. And I don't know what happened, but over vacation, the thing dried out. And it just wilted. And it was like, ugh, on the verge of death. The leaves and branches were just hanging over onto the floor. But you know what? Added some water to that baby. The next day, boom, standing up straight, alive, green, fresh. What happened? The water made it alive. Oh, water is an incredible thing. It made that plant alive. It saved the plant's life. That's what it did. And you know what the Word of God will do? It'll save your life. And it'll allow God working in your life to go smoothly. It'll lubricate the hands of God. But if you don't get the water of His Word, I'll tell you what, it's going to be rough going. So remember what God did for you. He took you out of the pit. You know what we call that? Salvation. Then He put you on the wheel as preparation. Then He begins to shape you and mold you. That's sanctification. And when water is added, the work, it goes very well. Oh, yes, the work goes well. It's like Christianity is a good thing because you've added the water of the Word. And finally, as the potter molds and shapes, his intentions are being transmitted to that lump of clay. Remember, that's what we are, right? A lump of clay. And then it happens. When he's got that lump of clay on the wheel, the first thing he does, the potter thrusts his left hand down into the center of that clay. Boom! Puts a big hole in it. And with his left hand, he's shaping the inside of that lump of clay. And with his right hand, He's shaping the outside of that lump of clay. But remember, not without applying the water. And this is a beautiful picture of God's work inwardly and outwardly concerning us. When you think about God working in your life, it's not just to make you look like a Christian on the outside, whatever that looks like, but it's also to work inwardly to make you like Christ on the inside. I mean, what good is a bowl if it has no hollow point inside? It's just solid. It can't serve its purpose. So the potter has to work inside the bowl and outside the bowl. And that's what God does with us. He works inwardly and outwardly. The inward shape is no less important than the outward shape. Oh yes, the outward shape, he makes it beautiful. He might paint it, draw some designs on it. We'll see in another message how he adds beauty to it on the outside. But the inside is about purpose, function. If the inside is not hollowed out, there's no function to the vessel. And what good is it? Paperweight? Now, thrusting, when he thrusts his left hand into the middle of that lump, that can be painful. Oh yeah. Sometimes life has periods of pain. It does. And that's the time we really need to add the water of his word. That's the time. You know, there's not a time in life when the water of God's word is not needed. It's just like there's not a time in your life when you don't need to drink water. We need it every day. Oh yes, we do. And so it is with the spiritual water, the water of his word. See, Jesus warned some people about the danger of this work not being complete in a person. If just the outside of the bowl is worked on, but not the inside, you know what you have? You have a picture of the Pharisees in Matthew 23 and verse 27. And Jesus, I'll tell you what, he's pretty firm. Oh yeah, he was. He said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees." And then he called them, ooh, hypocrites. You two-faced actors, that's what you are. He said, you are like whited sepulchres. What is a sepulchre? It's like an above-ground tomb. Okay? You are like whited sepulchres, which indeed, oh, appear beautiful on the outside, but within are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. And what's he saying? Oh, you guys look good outwardly. Oh, yeah. You know, you got the robes. You got the prayers. You got the holy face. You get it all. But in your heart, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. You're dead to God. That's hypocrisy. So we've got to be careful. We don't fall into the trap of majoring in what? Looking like a Christian, but our heart is far from him. Okay? That's legalism. Legalism is making myself look like a Christian outwardly. But who the heck knows what's going on the inside? God has to shape both inward and outward. So Jesus continues attacking these guys. And he said, even so you also outwardly, oh, you appear righteous to men, but within, you're full of hypocrisy and iniquity. In other words, you're not letting God work on the inside. You're not letting God work on your hearts. You're so consumed with how you look. You don't really care about the kind of person you really are. And that's what hurts the cause of Christ. God has to work on the inside. He's got to work on our temper. He's got to work on our patience. He's got to work on our security and places where we get anxious and worry. And he's got to work on our critical spirits, judgmental spirits, all the things that emanate from our sin nature. God wants to work in those areas. And what does he do? If we apply the water of the Word of God, the work will go smoothly and God's work will get done. But if we don't apply the water of the Word, it's just going to be a battle. Oh, yeah. It's a battle. And remember last time we said, for the pieces that don't cooperate, one of two things can happen. He'll change his mind and make it into something else. Instead of a beautiful salad bowl, now it's a dog bowl for Fido. Or, worse yet, he throws it out in the heap. He rejects it. Thing's good for nothing. Just throw it out. Who wants that? Right? So think of how inwardly and outwardly the work has to be done. I mean, inwardly, right? You wouldn't drink out of a glass of water that wasn't cleaned on the inside, right? If it was clean on the outside but dirty on the inside, would you drink out of that water? No. Why? You want it to be clean inwardly and outwardly. Well, God is making us clean inwardly and outwardly. Both. But it requires cooperation on our part. And if we're going to reach our full potential in God, we cannot leave out the wonder-working water of His Word. You can't leave it out. It's so important. Think of the Scriptures and how God has preserved His Word for all of humanity. From the very beginning, when scrolls were written, papyrus scrolls were written by the prophets and the writers, and God preserved them. And what do we have today? We have them in leather-bound books, and we have it on CDs and flash drives, and where's it going next? Who knows? But God has done everything to preserve His Word because we need it. Just like the world needs water. Without water, the world would dry up. Plants would dry up. Animals would dry up. People would dry up. We'd be a vast wasteland. But it's the water that keeps everything alive. And so it is with the water of the Word. Without it, you dry up. The friction on the clay, it dries the clay. And it begins to crumble and fall apart. And it doesn't bend. See, rigid people avoid the Word of God. That's why they're rigid. And if you don't bend, you know what happens? You break. But what does the Word of God do? It makes us pliable. That's right. It does. It makes you pliable so you can bend. You don't snap. You don't break. But you can be shaped and molded by God Himself. Think about that. And why go through all this, like I said earlier? Because the world needs us. The world needs people that know God. The world needs you. And the world needs you to be conformed to the image of Christ. They don't need us as we are. No. They need us to be Christ-like. That's what makes the difference. People need Christ-like individuals to shed a light in this world because what? We are salt. We are light. And the world is corroding. So what are we doing? We're trying to reach souls. Hey, if it's one by one, it's one by one. There are people in your life that God wants you to reach. Hey, one at a time. That's okay. One at a time. But by the end of your life, think of how many people you reached. Why? Because you became Christ-like. And Christ-likeness, I'm going to tell you something, is very appealing to people. It really is. It's an appealing presence. Because what is Christ? Grace, love, forgiveness, help, concern, compassion. He's all those things. And when we represent Him properly, people see that. And people respond to that. That's how we're going to save people. That's the hope of the world. The church is the hope of the world. But we need to let God work in our lives and make sure that the Word of God is being applied. Every time He works, He puts us in different situations. Some are good, some, we wouldn't consider them that good. But it doesn't matter the situation. Apply the water of the Word. It makes all the difference. All the difference in the outcome is dependent upon the Word of God. It's not the situation you're in. It's the application of His Word. That's the key. And we cannot live without it. Just like you can't live with natural water. Or you dry up. You can't live without spiritual water. Or in our soul, we dry up until there's nothing left. I don't know about you, but I like that one. I like the fact that the Word of God needs to be preeminent in our lives because it's our lifeline, right? It's what keeps us alive and refreshed and growing. And it makes the Word of God, the work of God in our lives go much more smoothly. And without it, the work is very, very rough. And maybe you've been in both places. I'm sure I have. Much easier to go through it with the application of His Word. So again, here comes the broken record. Join the Hope Club, newhoperadio.live, click the menu bar, because it's all about spreading the water of the Word of God. That's what saves, and that's what encourages. And that's, we don't want to just get people saved, we want them to become Christ-like in a world of darkness. Go to newhoperadio.live, it's all there.